Dakota's home health. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Is Miguel in?
No, he's out seeing patients. Can I take a message?
Yeah. You know, I just got the phone with him a little bit ago. This is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Jeremiah. Okay. Let me see. Because he's not actually in. Were you talking to someone else, or was it him?
No. He called me. I think you sent me an email. Was it you that sent me an email saying he was going to call me?
No.
Oh.
It might have been Carmen. Was it Carmen?
Carmen. There you go. That's who it was.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to speak to Carmen? Because I think she might be here.
Yeah.
Let me see. Give me one moment.
This is Carmen. Can I help you?
Hey, Carmen. It's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, hi, Jeremiah.
How are you?
Fine. I heard Mr. Torres spoke to you already.
Yeah, I spoke with him, and I just wanted to follow up with him. Is there a way I can get in touch with him?
Well, he was going to go eat something, and he called me, but Gil called me, and I told him that he's not very satisfied with the $35K.
Not satisfied with $35K?
No, and the reason is because the other loan company, the one that we currently have right now, they offered $54K.
Okay.
So I just emailed Gil. He wanted the balance sheet, and he wanted a copy of the agreement, the contract agreement, where it's saying that we qualified for the $54K. I just emailed it to him, not even like maybe 10 or 15 minutes ago. So I told Mr. Torres, I said, look, let me see. The payments, I already know how much the payments are going to be in a daily thing, Jeremiah. And I think with you all, it's like $381 for $35K.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what was the other one you guys had?
The other one is like $591, which is kind of high because it's a daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where we are right now. I mean, I have to get, you know, start sitting down and start writing numbers and see, you know, so that I can give him to Mr. Torres because, I mean, yeah, the payment for the 35 sounds good, but, I mean, it's a smaller amount.
It is, but here's what I want you to keep in mind. I know that you guys recently are redoing, this would be like your second or third loan, right, with them?
No, I only have one with them currently.
Okay.
This is the second one that if Mr. Torres decides to go with it. Yeah, that would be the second one. We previously had another one with Merchant, but that was last year, and we paid it off back in December.
Okay, so this is what I would like to, if you could express to him. The reason why we'd want to start it, I know our amount wasn't as high, but I know we did get a better rate, okay? So I know if you kind of determine what the percentage is, we're cheaper. And we want to build that relationship. So we have to have you guys come in on a smaller program in order for us to increase that amount of what you get next time. And then the goal is to get you guys like weekly, monthly payments. We don't want you to stay on these daily payments.
Right.
And for them to come at you on a second time trying to get daily payments again, if you guys paid your payments on time, did you have any issues?
Well, it's been automatically drafted from the bank.
Right, but every time they drafted it, it was there, right?
Yes.
See, I don't understand that, and they still put you on daily payments again?
Yeah, we're still on daily payments. So that's another thing that's what I want to try to avoid. It's like I explained to Mr. Torres that I don't want anything daily because that's, it's not only stressful in my case because, I mean, I have to schedule and the payments or my bills or whatever I need to, you know, start setting up and it's kind of difficult sometimes because I usually have to post every single payment every week. I schedule the payments, so I'll put them in my QuickBooks so I know exactly how much money I'm going to be able to have.
Exactly.
So I can have the right amount that I'm going to have left over in order for me to pay bills or whatever I need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Jeremiah, I mean, the 35 sounds good and the payment sounds good, but it's not gonna help us out in anything.
What do you guys need? What's the amount that you need?
Well, according to my I mean, I don't know if Gil told you, I mean, we owe the IRS like $36,000.
Okay.
I need to pay that.
Okay.
I know that I should be getting some IRS letters with the interest. I just got one yesterday. It was like for $6,000 that I need to pay.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, if I start getting all the letters from the IRS, which I'm, you know, if I pay everything up front and I don't have nothing to carry, well, I'll have the interest and the penalties, but those I can go like pay them like in maybe every week to try to pay it off as, you know, ASAP, because I don't want to carry
yeah.
that.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So, I told Gil also that, you know, I want to prepare myself because I don't know how it's going to affect us. I know our Medicare money is going to go down, the percentage, but other stuff is going to go a little bit higher. So, you know, right now we don't know. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. Last year we had one. It affected us for probably like maybe a month or so. But then gradually, you know, we pulled out. So we knew exactly what to do, how much we were going to get, and everything else. And now we're going back to it. It always happens. Medicare always has this, like every year in October.
Okay.
They change their policy. They'll lower the percentage that we're going to get. You know, whatever we build, it's not much. But you know, if you start getting like, you know, money in or a lot of money in, that's when you start noticing the.
Okay.
The changes, okay. But.
So what's the minimum you guys want? The minimum that you have to take. So
well,
I know you said 36 plus 6.
Yeah.
42 is what we're looking at?
Probably between 42 and 44.
42 and 44. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me see here.
So.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I have to get down and do my numbers and show him and you know, I need to see how it's going to. What's
going to
benefit us? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to try to get you some more money. So I'm not.
Okay.
Let me. Don't make a decision yet.
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't because for the same reason. Because I mean, I don't want to jump in and say, okay, we need to get it. You know, ASAP. We need it for tomorrow. No, I don't want to. Thank God. I mean, right now we don't need it, but we'll eventually be needing it pretty soon. So I'm just getting prepared before all this starts. You know. At least I'll have something or the money, and I say, okay, I have to pay it now, so I'll pay it right now.
Okay. So what I need from you, can you send me the I have the bank statements, but they're missing the first two pages of each bank statement that has your guys' business name on there.
When I send you the first page, there's nothing. Just says Torres Home Health and the picture of a girl, and that's it. The second page is just like, you know, like when that piece of paper where it shows for how to balance your checking account that has all the lines and the squares.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
I didn't send it because I always print the third page, which it says our name, and right there it has the main information, our deposits or how much is our balance, ending balance, how much our deposits were, how many our checks were paid, and then our ending balance. And it's all in that page. That's the one that I usually have.
Okay. Can you just send me the 1st and 2nd of July? So that way I can show them and show that, hey, this is what all the first two pages look like. So just to verify that because they just want to make sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get them right now and I'll send them to your email.
Okay. Do you have my email?
Yes, I do. I believe so. Let me see. Where are you? Okay, yeah, it's here.
Jladner at bankofcardiff.com.
Yes, I have it right here.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
So
I appreciate it,
you.
Carmen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.